If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the realest business show on radio. On Balogun and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Can the CBN resolve the USSD banking crisis? I have to ask, because the NCC gave the telcos permission to disconnect your bank because they say your bank is an onigbese. Oh, yes, I said it. I told you last week that the banks are owing the telcos over 100 billion naira in USSD charges. Now, the Nigerian Communications Commission has confirmed it. Actually, the updated figure is even 120 billion naira. The NCC said that they previously stepped in to beg the telcos, I beg, oh, egg, bam, yo. But the banks allegedly did not live up to their own end of the agreement. But the banks say... it's not their fault. They say the unpaid bills are for USSD sessions that did not end in a banking transactions because they were disconnected. Now, me, I've had many of such sessions. Now, the CBN is wading in and we're hearing about a possible solution where the end users, you and I, pay the telcos directly. I don't know. Well, I'm already paying, so I might as well pay the telcos directly. I don't know. Lagos, you tell me how you feel about that. But joining me to help make sense of this issue is the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecoms Operators of Nigeria, Alton Gbenga Adebayo. Good to have you on the show. Welcome back to Balogun and Broad.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Good day, listeners.
The last time I spoke with Gbenga was during COVID-19 in 2020. I know. So Alton is rarely ever in the news, you know, except when serious stuff happens. And that's why Gbenga is here today. Lagos, you can watch this interview live on Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Gbenga is joining us virtually. Now, of course, if you have thoughts or questions or comments on this impasse between the banks and the telcos, Lagos, feel free to give us a call and ask questions and share your thoughts on the subject. If you're in the industry, I want to hear from you as well. Perhaps you're a banker or you work in the telecoms industry. I want to hear from both sides. Now, payment for USSD transactions should be a fairly simple thing, right, Gbenga? The banks debit the user, takes their cut, credits the telco. Straightforward, it seems to me. So what went so wrong that banks are now owing 120 billion naira?
Thank you, Sandra. You got it right. Let me start by thanking you for all that you do. We follow you on radio and we appreciate the knowledge that you bring to light on radio.
Oh, thank you.
So well done. The issue of USSD charge and the outstanding is a bit unfortunate because historically, this was just a mere commercial transaction between the banks and the operators. Mm-hmm. The banks have the USSD code, the request that they use for certain application. It was used, billed, and everybody was paying. So in 2019, the banks went through a committee we call the Financial Inclusion Committee of the CBN and tried to force NCC to make that service free of charge, claiming that, okay, this is for financial inclusion, it's not a banking service. So NCC intervened and did what we call a cost study for an efficient operator. And they found out that the rate of USSD should be more or less in the region of how much it is to send a text message. So a cost was agreed upon and was arrived at based on scientific study. And then it was presented to the bank, who came and said it should be free. And the regulator said, from our analysis, it actually costs the operator some resources to deliver this service. And therefore, it should attract so and so range of charge and all that. And then the bank said, no, we're not going to pay anything. We came to you as the banking industry to say, give it to us free of charge. You are coming to say it should cost X amount of money. We don't want to pay. And so between 2019 and 2021, they simply refused to pay for USSD service. And the debt at that time grew to 42 billion naira. So we asked to disconnect that. Okay, if you are not paying, you don't want the service, not a problem. There are other applications by which your subscriber, your customers can access the banking service. So USSD is just one of them. So let's withdraw the service. But the government saw at the time that if we did withdraw the service, that was in 2021, it will impact on a lot of people. So it became from commercial agreement to more or less something requiring regulatory and policy intervention. And the minister stepped in and said, okay, let the status quo remain, continue to charge as you have been charging, but do not disconnect the operator. And you guys go away and find a way on how to resolve the matter. It was agreed that there will be some inter-industry agreement, some form of frame agreement to guide this transaction. And a fee of 690 kobo was agreed at the time to say this is what will be charged on USSD services. Both the 698 and the historical, the banks didn't pay. And as we speak today, the debt has grown to 120 billion naira. Again, at every point when we say we want to disconnect, minister will step in, NCC will step in, CBN will call meetings. When we meet on this matter, parties will agree on the way forward. A few days after, the banks will come back with another story. We don't see the record, we don't have this, we don't have that, and they're not paying. I know in simple commercial agreement, if you have issues of dispute in payment, pay on disputed amount and argue about the disputed amount. So both the disputed and the undisputed, they're not paying anything. Mm. This is what I accumulated the bill to this extent. And we're beginning to see that even among the banks, like a different rule applied to different ones. As some are not paying, some are paying. Some who are paying, they stop paying. So we really don't know what is in the mind of the banks. And we've asked a moral question. These are services prepaid by the subscribers. Because if someone died USSD service, you charge them for it. So where is the money belonging to the operators? So now you've admitted that the service is supposed to be chargeable, it's payable, but you're not paying what is due. So we've gone to government and said, we can't continue to support this industry, carrying this debt burden. Give us the permission to withdraw the service. Let's enforce our commercial agreement as provided by one party signed, whether signed early by the banks or signed by the data aggregator. Let's just enforce the agreement. So last week, we got the concurrence of the regulator that we can proceed. And we've now served them notice, informing them about their amount due to each bank. And according to the terms of their commercial agreement, we will begin to withdraw the service.
Now, what do you say to the bank's argument that, look, we cannot be made to pay for dropped sessions since we did not get any value from them? And it's the telco's fault that the sessions are dropped.
The USSD is a carrier service. It's just a transport service. When you dial USSD code for us for a session, you are only asking the operator, please convey me from my device to the bank. So you dial star XYZ, ask something, something. We take you from your device, deliver you to the platform of the banks. What happens when you are delivered to the platform of the bank is not in our control. So, and the logic is very straightforward. I want to go to the bank. I hired an Uber to take me to the bank. Uber, Taxify or something. I jump on the taxi. I get to the bank. He delivers me to the doorstep of the bank. I pay for that service. So I cannot not say that when I go to the bank, their door was closed, or they had closed for the day, or they had no air conditioner, or there are too many banks I left, I couldn't do anything. So the carrier man has to be paid. And that's just what we do. So when we take you from your device to the servers of the bank, we have no control of what happens at that end. And you see this story of services not rendered and all of that, you have seen it through in the cashless transfer, during the migration, that more or less the systems of the banks collapsed. But they try again to blame it on the service provider. But you can see the end of it. Now, when the tension went down, the load level reduced, the system are not able to cope, so they can't blame it on anyone again. It is more or less the same thing they are trying to do in this instance. So we provide carrier services, and so long as we deliver it to the platform of the banks, we have no control about what happens there. Just take the analogy that I've given you. I convey you from your home to the bank. I don't know what happens when you step into the bank. So you cannot now penalize me, the transporter, for you not having a successful transaction at the bank. It's as simple as that.
It does sound very straightforward. Now, of course, before the CBN spoke, the NCC had given the telcos the okay to disconnect the banks from USSD. How close were telcos to carrying that out?
We were as close as pushing the button.
My goodness.
Yeah, we were as close as pushing the button.
What would the implication of that have been?
that you will not have been able to do any transaction that has to do with USSD, whether to check balance of your account, whether to do phone transfer or anything. Mm. Anything that has to do with using your device to access the banking platform by way of dialing in the designated access code, you would not have been able to do it.
Okay. Now, you were close enough to pushing the button. What's your current position? What is Alton's current position?
Now that we have the all clear from the regulator to who has said to us, go and resolve the matter according to the terms of your commercial agreement, we have now informed them, according to the terms of the agreement, which allows for default payment, failure of payment, and all that, and in some cases, litigation and arbitration. So we are going now to enforce the terms of those agreements after we have served them the notice of the exact amount that each of them are owing the operators. Mm. So we are on that road, and we will soon get there.
Okay. However, you have had mediation happen before, which is why we still have 120 billion naira debt on the hands of these banks. How confident are you that, you know, things could be different with this one?
Without enforcing disconnection, we seem to have lost confidence in those assurances, those promises that were made in times past. Because at different points in time when we had asked that we should be allowed to withdraw the service, the banks always promised that something would resolve this matter. But a few days after, they changed the goalpost again, saying that something is not wrong, something is not right, and so we cannot pay. Including what you are seeing now from them saying that the sessions are incomplete and therefore they cannot pay. But whether complete or incomplete, you as a subscriber, as a customer of the bank, you are charged for this service anyway.
Why was this particular problem so difficult to solve before now? Why have Alton and the banks not been able to find some middle ground?
If in 2019, when the determination of the reasonable charge for USSD was determined, and the bank says you are not going to accept it, if we had discontinued the service at the time, there would not have been any basis for the debt to grow. There would not have been any basis for debt in the first instance. But parties agreed that, okay, this is what we are going to do, this is how we are going to go. And the bank said, you know what, no. We are asking that the service will be provided free of charge. And I recall at the time the CBN governor went on national television and said to us all that USAID is a sunk cost, which is not the case. Because we have life cycle, we have life infrastructure, we have cost of providing the services to them. It takes network resources like any other application that you do on the network. So it couldn't have been sunk cost anyway. So this was the argument presented at the time on the grounds of which the banks are saying the services should be provided free of charge. And we'd ask them, if we give it to you free of charge, are you going to give it to the end user free of charge? Nobody could answer this question. Then they came and said it should be end user billing and not corporate billing and all of that. So we have reason to believe that they're just trying to evade from paying this debt. And the right thing to do at this time is to discontinue providing the service for them. I will pursue other legal means of recovering the money.
How big of a cost center is USSD for telcos?
As big as the circuits with which you and I speak to each other.
I don't understand.
So it's not as big as the same resources that we will seize when we are making a voice call and or sending a text message is about the same network resource that we have to provide to deliver USSD service.
Okay. Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. How do you feel about the possibility of your USSD service being discontinued if the banks and Alton don't figure out a way to ensure that you can still perform your banking through USSD? You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805-99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ezekiel.
Welcome, Ezekiel. Talk to me.
I really want to ask, before now, are we not being charged for this USSD transaction?
We are.
Because whenever I do any transaction on USD, I see debit alert on such transaction. So I really want to ask, is it that we've not been paying for it, or where are these charges coming from?
Okay, all right. Ezekiel is asking a question that, go ahead, Benga, address it for us.
Yeah, I think you are being charged. unless you don't get any debit on your bank account when the transaction was consummated. Mm-hmm. So the straight answer is yes, you are charged. Mm-hmm. And you are charged fine in excess of the 698 Kobo agreed even at the reconciliatory meeting of 2021.
That's right.
But we are not getting the remittance as operators.
Right, yeah. Right. And then, of course, this idea of charging customers directly for USSD sessions, it's floating around. What were the reasons that this wasn't adopted before? Was it restrictions around mobile money? Was it the banks wanting to capture all the value? Was it an attempt to keep keep billing simple? What were the reasons this was not adopted before?
We saw in their arguments to adopt user billing that the banks will apply another charge on subscriber. On their own accounts. So what they said is that go to the user, take the credit, the debit for USSD from the airtime and deliver them to us. Mm. When we deliver the subscriber to them, they will deduct again from their accounts. Mm. And we saw that this will amount to double billion. And that was why the minister at the time, the Honorable Minister of Communication and Digital Economy, stepped it down that this will be too heavy on subscribers, and it will defeat the objective of financial inclusion. If for one USSD transaction you have to charge twice, operators will charge, and then the banks again will debit.
Mm-hmm. So because you both saw that this would be too much on me, the end user, we decided, okay, let's just do one charge. The banks will charge and then remit some of that money to telcos. That remittance has not been happening, which is why we're back here. Lagos, you're wondering what we're talking about. This is our business segment on Hard Facts, Balogun and Broad. And I have the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecoms Operators of Nigeria, Alton, on the show. His name is Gbenga Adebayo. And we're talking about the conflict between the telcos and the banks. NCC gave the telcos permission to disconnect your bank because they say your bank is owing them 120 billion naira. I told you last week that banks were owing over 100 billion. Now we know that they're owing 120 billion. NCC said they previously stepped in to beg the telcos, but banks have not lived up to their own end of the agreement. And so now we could be heading into a world without USSD service. Are you worried about that, Lagos? 99.7.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ololade. Thank you very much for bringing this up. Thank you to the your guest there, Inga.
Yes.
He has done a very good job highlighting what is happening in the industry.
Right.
My take on this is that the banks are just rogues. Sorry to say. They have been charging everybody that is using this service, and they are refusing to pay the telcos. This is very bad. And I think the regulators should just come in here, the government should come in here, let the telcos take the money from the customer using the service, and then let the banks take their own. Let us agree that this is the amount customers should pay. Telcos should take also A, and then the banks will take B, and then everybody settle. But what they are owing, they have to pay. This is in other countries, you don't see people using USSD code to transfer money. It's an innovative service from Nigeria. You can't go to any other country like this and see this service running like this. It started from Nigeria. Mm. And then we are now frustrating the telcos that brought this idea. It's very bad. The banks will be spoken to and let them pay what they are owing. They are even disturbing the telco industry by not paying. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We have Benga, you want to say something? Let me hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, the other side of it, Sandra, is that if they are now talking about end user billing, when we've come to a debt situation, we want to ask them, how do they want to deal with the debt? Are you saying let's apply now end user billing going forward and the customers will pay for the future debts of yesterday? Is that what they're saying? Because I asked this question. We couldn't have provided the service on a per session basis. Invoices were issued on per session basis. You now come to change the billing method and say, let it now be end user billing. Are you going from the end user billing to pay the money, the debt incurred on account of used on possession. Mm-hmm. That question is there. And so the care we need to take is that they don't come with this to the public and say that going forward will not be end user billing and the services will not be more expensive than it used to be, because part of what to be collected, proactively, we used to clear the
debt.
To be clear about that.
Okay, all right. So now you have my attention, because I've already paid. I don't want to pay again. Lagos, hi, how are you? What's your name, sir?
Good evening, Sandra. My name is Dikin Koka from Ojo.
Welcome, Dikin Koka. Talk to me.
Thank you. My own opinion is that the bank should pay this debt. Because for every single transaction, the bank charges the customers. Yes, and moreover, sometimes, you know, there's no single transaction that's operated. Sometimes they double charge you.
Right.
And the customer don't even have any access. Many people don't have access, you know, to make a complaint, because the process of a complaint is tedious. So the telecom people should make the institution, the NCC should make them to pay or let them be disconnected. They can't stay away from paying the money. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. So banks should pay the money they owe, Deacon says, Deacon Koka says, Lagos. Join the conversation, 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Now, I have about 40 seconds before I have to take a break. So let's take a look at messages that we have on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-7585. This one says, Sandra, Nigerian banks are defrauding the masses from every angle. How could they charge the customers and refuse to pay the operators? High-handedness. Sandra, do you know that the banks are what the banks are doing now at the ATM? Maximum withdrawal now is 5K, and each withdrawal you are charged 35 naira. They're just robbing Nigerians. Okay. Ima says, Sandra, the analogy the telco guy gave about a customer using Uber to come to a bank branch is very apt, but the conclusion he reached is not correct. In the instance he gave, the banks are not asked to pay for the Uber service. The banks have asked telcos to do end-user billing from inception to avoid this problem. Telcos refused. Telcos should charge users for the carrier role. The banks do not pay for customer data used for banking, mobile banking transactions. The banks have been paying the telcos for successful transactions. Okay, I think we finally have somebody from the banking side. Gbenga, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to what Ima has said, but I do have to share very quick information with Lagos before we take another long break.
Yes, Lagos, good afternoon. I hope that you heard in the news today that Vice President Yemi Osinbajo has charged Nigerian government-elect to invest in youth development, because the youth constitutes 75% of Nigeria population. That means he's saying nowhere to put your money. Now, do you know that MasterCard Foundation and Enterprise Development Center is doing something quite initiative-y in Sandra's words? There was one time she told me, Feta, that's quite initiative-y. So yes, they're doing something quite initiative-y, whether you're like, that's not a word, by the way, but they are focusing on supporting youth aged 18 to 35 to grow their business. Now, it is called the Transforming Nigeria Youth Program, and is offering simple learning on the go, whether you're a student, an aspiring entrepreneur, an artist, or you're just simply looking for entrepreneurial guidance. This one is for you. So all you have to do is apply today. It's for free at reg.smetoolkit.ng/. That is reg.smetoolkit.ng/, so that you can be transformed and unlock your potential.
All right. Thank you very much. Lagos, I have time to take one more message because it's not enough time to have Gbenga respond to that comment from Ima, but it is enough time to take one message. We've got this one here. E2O. E2O from Lekki says, why not open a joint account and have an automated percentage debit from source? Okay. That's also something else that Gbenga will be answering for us when we come back from this break. Shally Money says, I've been paying for checking my balance and transferring money. The charges are too much. All right. Thanks for your message. We'll take that break now. Lagos, when we come back, we'll keep talking to the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecoms Operators of Nigeria, Gbenga Adebayo. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is our business segment, Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigerian Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on Tro was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Can the CBN resolve the USSD banking crisis? Lagos, good evening. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm asking this question because the NCC gave the telco permission to disconnect your bank because they say your bank is owing 120 billion naira in USSD service charges. The Nigeria Communications Commission has confirmed this. It's 120 billion naira. NCC says that they previously stepped in to beg the telcos, but the banks allegedly did not live up to their own end of the agreement. Banks are saying it's not their fault. They say they pay the bills for the USSD sessions. The ones that they are not paying for are the sessions that did not end in banking transactions because they were disconnected. Now, CBN is wading in. We're hearing about a possible solution where you and I pay the telcos directly. However, the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecoms Operators of Nigeria, Gbenga Adebayo, says to me, we need to be clear on what's going to happen here. When we're saying end users will pay the bill going forward, how about the previous bill of 120 billion? Who's going to pay that? Now, Lagos, I don't know about you, but as someone who has already paid that 6 naira 98 I'm not sure I want to now double that charge and pay for something I've already paid for before. Gbenga, thank you so much for sticking around during that long break.
It's okay. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So before the break, I did say that we were going to come to that message from Emma. You know, Emma sent us a message, and in Emma's message, he said, while your analogy was great, the end of the analogy, the conclusion of the analogy was not correct. He says that in the instance you gave, the banks are not asked to pay for the Uber service. The banks have asked telcos to do end user billing from inception to avoid this problem. Telcos have refused, Emma says. Emma also says that telcos should charge users for the carrier role. The banks do not pay for customer data used for banking, mobile banking transactions. The banks have been paying for telcos, paying the telcos for transactions that are successful. What do you say to that comment from Emmanuel?
Okay, thank you. And I must thank Emma for his comment. I think it's important for me to say a few things for the record. There are a combination of about 12 banks that are on this list. So, and the magnitude of the debt varies from bank to bank. Some of them are very wavy, some of them are very light. So I think it's important to say that it is some banks. I don't know how many banks we have, but I think we have about 12, 13 on our list of debtors on USSD. The second is that we are aware, we have seen on record that not all USSD services that are used by the banks are for telecom operations. In essence, not all USSD services are used for banking transactions. Mm-hmm. Some are also used by the banks for other inquiries. Banks use USSD for marketing. Some use them for getting new customers into the bank. They have different application of USSD. So in that regard, we actually can't say those are core banking services. But whether it is core banking or non-core banking, USSD sessions are utilized. And operators have to charge for this. Hmm. So even if Emma did say that not all of them end in successful transactions, there are also those that the banks themselves do not program to go into transaction mode. Hmm. They go into other inquiry mode for the banks. Hmm. So, and we have record of all of this to show. And he did say that they pay only for what is successful. We have record for every successful delivery to the banks. And we say that the digital world does not lie. We have this record, and even we have it to the level of each session of each subscriber that is using the channel to access the banking platform. Hmm. So if those are issues of dispute, those are things that data can show. We can show records of what we sent to you, what you utilize, and what we now, in our view and from our record, is a complete transaction. Whether that now called to you, not for balance inquiry, but it's called to you for marketing or for getting new subscribers, new customers to the bank, it is the bank themselves that has to explain. And that's why I said to you that when we deliver users to the banking platform, we have no control about what happens at that. It is them who need to define what that service was meant for. But in essence, if there is any dispute in terms of what is successful or not successful, we do have record, and they know that we're in a position to provide that record. Now, he did say that end user billing is proposed. We would have no objections to end user billing. Two issues have to be resolved in that regard. Number one is that they need to say to us, how do they want to clear the historical debt? Because even if you change the billing method today to end user billing, we will ask them, these are sessions charged by utilization. How do you accommodate for what has been consumed, which people have actually been debited for? So if you change into end user billing today, the question we need to ask them is, how do they want to deal with the historical debt? And also, they must give guarantee to the public that when we deduct from their, if we deduct from people's airtime or data for accessing USA services, they will not again deduct from their, from the customer's bank account. Because part of the fear of the regulator is that if that is allowed, we will deduct from their airtime or their data services. They again will deduct from subscriber accounts. So they may want to go to end user billing mode. We don't have a point with that at all. But two questions need to be determined. That is, one is, how do they deal with the historical debt? And number two, the guarantee to the public that it will not lead to double billing. He did say that they are paying for the services. Okay, maybe we will challenge them to say to them, in the intervening years, this period of 2 years that we're talking about, that we now have a cumulative debt of 120 billion, how much money did the banks make from USSD services? How much did they take from people's accounts? Better successful or otherwise? I'm sure it's runs into several multiples of the amount of money that we're talking about. But because we're on public radio, I'm minded by the things that I will ask and or say. But the bank have a moral obligation, a moral question to answer to users like you and I, who are also consumers of banking service. The money deducted from us from USSD services, where is the part of it that belongs to telecom operators? I think we should ask them that question. There was also the caller from Lake who did say that we could probably open a joint account and then payment be made to that account, we can do revenue. Again, from what we have seen as what I want to call the way the banks do this thing, I want to mind my word very carefully. You give them the yam, you give them the knife. They will do all whatever they want with it. So the account will be domiciled with them. Subscriber will pay to this account. When it's time for the revenue sharing, then the stories will start again. So it's something we need to weigh very carefully.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, what proportion of electronic transactions are done via USSD? I'm asking that question because it seems like a major part of the ecosystem, both now and in the future, as a result of the cashless goal of the CBN. So if that's the case, isn't there enough value in USSD transactions for banks and telcos to both be happy?
Well, there should be. In the first instance, in terms of the quantum of electronic transactions, I think it's only the banks that can answer that question. As I said to you in my previous response, they use USSD for other applications.
Right.
And it is they who know the scope of application for which they apply the USSD service.
Mm.
And they don't know what is the income stream. We wouldn't know the income stream because, we don't have visibility of what happens at the end.
Mm.
So this question of what is the percentage of electronic transaction that occurs, I think it's actually the bank that should give that disclosure. And that will be something interesting for the public, actually. We are aware that USSD is supposed to be for the benefit of financial inclusion, meaning that people who don't have access to computer, who don't have access to smartphones and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are seeing today, we have more people in the urban center, urban areas using the USSD service than even people in the rural areas.
Oh.
Basically, everybody, for the comfort and the convenience of it, they use USSD service today.
Right.
So even the argument of saying let USSD service either be free or not chargeable or something, because of the unbanked, I think that argument is developed today by what we see as the user and application of USSD.
Hmm.
So these are questions that parties need to answer and answer very, very clearly so that the public and even the operators will know. So there are reasons for us to be happy. Yes, we will be happy. If they can pay the 130 billion outstanding, we will be happy. If going forward we provide service and we are paid as due, we will be happy and everybody will be happy. But today they are happier. We are not as happy as they are, actually.
You know, this conversation is reminding me of this conversation about subsidy and fuel subsidy and subsidy removal and who actually is benefiting from subsidy at the moment. But that's a different conversation for a different day. Now, are there ways in which mobile money makes this type of problem go away? On the other hand, we'll say Momo, for instance, increase the competition between banks and telcos in other areas?
Yeah, I must say that USSD is just one of the very many digital platforms available. USSD is just one of them. And that's also what we are saying to the banks. You don't have to insist on continuous use of USSD. You can use other applications. You can use the banking app, you can use internet banking and the rest of it. USSD is just one of the streams of access to the banking platform. So yes, mobile money, we create more competition, we create more inclusion, we create more participation. And so the bankers can decide which application works best for them. They don't have to insist that it has to be USSD. Yes, I agree with you. Other platform application will bring more competition, will bring more inclusion, bring more participation. But what is important is that whether this or that, parties have to honor their obligations as due, actually.
What are the next steps? When will Nigerians know whether there's been a resolution?
Well, I think now we are talking to the public. The people need to ask questions, actually. And I'm glad for those who have participated in this conversation this afternoon. Where is the money? Where is the deduction made from people's accounts? How much of this is remitted? How much of this is unremitted? Because I think this is actually more boring on them. They come to say there's a debt of 120 billion. And we are shifting the reasons why the debt has accrued. We know how it happened. We have records to this. We have invoices. And before all these issues came up in 2019, 2021, the banks were paying. It was working. Everybody was happy. They were paying. We were invoicing. Life was good. All of a sudden, they came and said, no, we don't want to pay because it's supposed to be for financial inclusion. When the numbers were reported as to what is the average, the usable charge for USSD, then the dispute started. And at some point, they just refused to pay. You can't use a platform, an application that costs somebody money to provide you service, and you don't pay for it. So if they are not paying if they don't pay, we have no choice than to go ahead and withdraw the services.
Okay, that's what's going to happen next. And Lagos, exactly. I guess if those services are withdrawn, then we'll know for sure, one way or the other, whether there was resolution or not. Gbenga Adebayo said some banks pay and some banks don't pay. Some banks paid and stopped, and some keep paying. I want to ask Gbenga, is there no way they can streamline the disconnection to only banks they feel should be disconnected? What I'm hearing is it seems like this disconnection will affect every bank, both those paying and those not paying, which does not make any sense. Soporuchi from Canada with that message there. Gbenga, I need a very brief response to that from you because we're out of time.
Well, now we are going to follow the commercial terms. So those who are paying, they may not be disconnected. Those who are not paying will be disconnected. But be careful because it now depends on the weight of those who are not paying. Ooh. If the big players are not paying, when you take out one big player, you have a problem in the entire industry. That's why we need to tread carefully.
Are the big players not paying?
I haven't said so, Sandra.
Gbenga Adebayo is the chairman of Alton Gbenga. It's been such a pleasure talking to you this evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right, Lagos, that's all the time we have on today's Balogun and Broad. But don't go away, because after the news at 6 o'clock, let's talk about NYSC. For those of you who have served, or who were friends with people who have served, because I also want to include people who have not gone for youth service, but made friends with core members, etc., etc., I want to include you in the conversation as well. So if you've done youth service, or
we all love
you are friends with someone who did youth service, let's have a conversation from 6:15.